Justin Fluke with you now, talking some about the Blue Jay basketball. Nate Bauman joins us. The Lady Blue Jays are 6-10 on the season, back even at 5-5 now in the Big 7 League. A couple losses since last we spoke. Certainly a tough one. We had talked about the tough loss to Riverside, a tough one last Friday night, Coach, against Holton, 22-20, the final score. Obviously, the lack of scoring for both teams kind of jumps off the page a bit, but I know that game was one that you felt like you still had a pretty good chance until the fourth quarter, and things kind of got away late. Right.
Yeah, we kind of went with a different defensive strategy than we normally do, and tried to get some more pressure. And you know, we've been struggling to score so much that our thought was, well, let's try to get some more shots. So we full court pressed the whole game, kind of a man denial press, and had a lot of luck with that. We actually got 22 more shots than Holton did on the night, but still just had trouble converting those. And you know, I was really proud of the way we played. Defensively, certainly, and how hard we played. I just wish I could make the shots go in, and it's hard to do, hard for us to get them in there right now. But, you know, we still, like you said, put ourselves in a position where we had a chance to win, took the lead with about a minute to go by one, and then Holton made a couple plays, and we didn't there down the stretch to take it from us.
Emily Krebs, 6 points, leading the way offensively. Last night, Mary Lukert had 14, so maybe that's a sign of her getting back on track and hopefully helping fuel your offense. You scored 30 last night and had a chance in this game as well. Some missed opportunities, missed free throws, some things down the stretch, but 36-30, the final against Nemaw Central. I know after talking to you at the game last night, you felt like certainly did some better things in that contest and gave Nemaw a pretty good battle.
Yeah, I did think we played better, and I was certainly glad to see Mary get some shots to fall, and hopefully that'll carry over. I think the 2 threes she hit were both in the fourth quarter, so maybe that'll carry over to the next one. But yeah, just another tough one. I thought we played well defensively. I thought we handled their pressure well, and we did a better job last Friday against Holton. We felt like we got too complacent and reliant on shooting threes, and they were open threes, but that was part of Holton's plan too. And so we did a better job last night, I thought, of getting the ball inside to initiate some things. Not that we have to score in the post necessarily, but just getting touches in there frees up the perimeter stuff a little bit, especially against Nemaha's zone. So I thought we played some things better, still struggling to get the ball in the basket as much as we'd like, obviously. But you know, like, defense and rebounding never leaves you. So as long as we can continue to play defense and hold teams in the 30s or 20s like we have some, we're going to have a chance to win every night, and that's about all we can ask for.
Yeah, you bet. I mean, certainly have the last three games. But as we know, in the Big 7, it doesn't get any easier. You're at Jeff West this Friday night, and then Perry Royal Valley and Hiawatha to wrap up the regular season. That's kind of crazy to think about. 4 games left, Coach. But obviously it'll be a big challenge this Friday going to Jeff West again.
Yeah, I think we're at 5 guaranteed games left and less than 10 guaranteed practices, so it really winds down in a hurry. But, yeah, Jeff West is always so – just Coach Molloy is so good at what they do, and they you know, they're patient on offense, deliberate. Defensively, they're really solid in their zone press back to their man, and so it'll be a good challenge for us. We didn't play very well against them the first time right before Christmas when we were struggling earlier, so hopefully that'll be a little motivation for us to give them a better game this Friday night.
You bet. Well, hopefully. I keep thinking, I mean, it's not like you're not getting some good shots, and there aren't some things there. I just feel like if a few go in, and maybe, as you mentioned with Mary in the fourth quarter, the rest of the girls can get a little bit of confidence and play and shoot with a little more confidence and start to peak here at the right time. Best of luck, Coach. Thanks for your time, as always.
All right. I appreciate it, Justin. Thank you.
Nate Bauman, head coach of the Lady Jays. We'll talk about the boys' basketball next.